Here is a great collaboration. Between now and November 4th, GVSU and GRCC staging a festival of French films. We've been lucky enough to get one of the directors of an animated film in the festival here on the morning show, The Fantastic Phantom Boy, here in residence, visiting the institutions, and yes, the visiting the radio show as well. Phantom Boy will play this Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. at our Loosemore Auditorium, so let's talk about it. So I introduce you first, Dan Golombeski, Associate Professor of French, Modern Languages and Literatures. There's a reason you are here, Dan. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you for being here. I speak no French. I chose to do this Spanish thing in high school.
There you go, yeah.
There was the mistake I made.
Well, Spanish is good too. It's good to have.
Yes. Would you introduce our guest?
This is Alain Gagnol, who is the director and author of Phantom Boy and another major feature, Un Chat Paris, A Cat in Paris. So we're lucky to have him here to present his film on Thursday evening.
Great. Alain, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. Bonjour. Bonjour. Right. That's how did you get into? Then we'll use Dan as our interpreter if we need. I guess. Congratulations on your success.
Merci.
Yes. Over there. That's good. Merci. Thank you. How did you get into filmmaking and film directing?
Comment est-ce que vous avez commencé à vous lancer dans le cinéma, dans la création de films?
J'ai commencé en étant animateur.
I began as an illustrator, animator.
Voilà. Et dans le studio où je travaillais, il nous incitait à faire nos propres films.
And in the studio that I worked, he tried to get us to do our own films.
Voilà. Donc j'ai fait 14 courts-métrages avant de faire un long métrage.
I did 14 shorts before I did a longer film.
And what would be the name of the longer film?
Alors, les longs-métrages, il y a Cat in Paris et puis Phantom Boy, c'est les deux longs-métrages.
Oops.
So two long feature films was The Cat in Paris and then now Phantom Boy. So these are the two.
That's great. So Phantom Boy, again, playing tomorrow night. What's Phantom Boy about?
Quel est le thème dans Phantom Boy? Yeah.
C'est l'histoire d'un garçon qui est assez extraordinaire.
It's the story of a boy who's rather extraordinary.
Puisqu'il a une maladie qui est assez grave.
Because he has a rather serious illness.
Et en même temps, il a un grand pouvoir, parce qu'il est capable de sortir de son corps.
And yet he has a great power, which is to be able to leave his body.
Et donc, à ce moment-là, il est à l'hôpital, et là, il rencontre un policier.
So while he's in the hospital, he encounters a police officer.
Et grâce à ses pouvoirs, il va aider le policier à arrêter un gangster très dangereux.
And working with the police officer, they're able to stop a terrible gangster in New York.
Wow. So there's in New York is involved, right?
Et c'est à New York.
Oui, ça se passe à New York, oui.
Yes. Who do you use for your actors, your characters? Those from French speaking?
Oui, qui sont les acteurs, les voix en fait?
Les voix françaises, il y avait Audrey Tautou.
Audrey Tautou, who's very well known, of course.
Là, il y avait aussi Jean-Pierre Marielle, qui est un acteur très très connu en France.
Okay, Jean-Pierre Marielle, another famous French actor.
Voilà, et puis sinon, il existe aussi une version anglaise qui a été faite avec des acteurs américains.
And there is also an English version that was done with American actors for the voices.
Oh, that's great. Has the film been out and about? Has this been
ça fait longtemps que le film est sorti?
Alors là, je crois qu'il est sorti, la première, elle était en juillet à New York, et après, c'est réparti dans différentes villes, mais j'avoue que je ne m'occupe pas de la distribution.
Ok. Et en France, la sortie, c'était
En France, c'était en octobre 2015.
Ok. So in France, it was released in October 2015, but it was released in New York just this past July, and Alain was there for that opening night.
So Dan Golombeski, Associate Professor of French here at Grand Valley, how has this partnership between GVSU and GRCC come about, and how what's the intent?
Well, we worked together. We found little by little that the two French departments, the one at GRCC and at Grand Valley, really sort of share so much in common. Mm-hmm. So the two French clubs, about a year or two ago, started to get together from time to time. And so the professors met, and we started to realize that we knew a lot of the same students. So we decided it would be a great idea to work together on a project, bring students, bring the public in general to downtown Grand Rapids to see some films that they wouldn't be able to see otherwise.
And, Alan, what do you think of this coming together of two educational institutions? Were you excited to get the call to come share your work?
Bah, de toute façon, c'est toujours une chance pour moi de venir parler de mon travail.
It's always a great opportunity for me to talk about my work.
Donc j'ai rencontré là plusieurs étudiants ces jours-ci.
I've met already several of the students.
Et quand on parle de son travail, ce qui est bien, c'est qu'on en apprend aussi sur soi-même, puisqu'on explique des choses.
When you talk about your work, you learn about it as well, because you have to explain it to other people.
Voilà, et puis je fais un métier qui s'adresse à un public, donc c'est toujours intéressant de voir comment ils réagissent par rapport à ce que j'ai fait.
And because my job really is with how the public perceives what I do, it's good to have their feedback and their reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, where, what's Thursday night going to be about? How will that work?
Qu'est-ce qui va se passer jeudi?
C'est pas moi l'organisateur.
Maybe I can answer that a little bit. Well, we will have the... Alan is going to be meeting with some of the students a little bit before the film, and then at 7 o'clock at Loosemore Auditorium, we'll be having a little bit of an introduction, and then we'll watch the film, and then we'll have a question and answer period for anyone who'd like to come. It's completely free. You can take public transportation, of course, to Loosemore Auditorium, or the Seward lot will also be open. If you just tell them that you're here for the film festival, you can drive right in.
What was it like having the setting in the Big Apple?
Comment est-ce que c'était de créer quelque chose à New York?
Alors notre premier film, comme c'est indiqué dans le titre, ça se passait à Paris.
The first film was in Paris.
Et donc c'était intéressant de voir aussi graphiquement comment le dessinateur allait jouer avec New York.
So it was interesting to see how the artist would deal with a different city other than Paris graphically.
Et puis comme c'est aussi l'histoire d'un petit super-héros, New York c'est quand même le berceau des super-héros. Donc.
And because it deals with what is, you know, really a superhero, New York's the city to yeah. set something with a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. Where does Phantom Boy, what's the dream here? Where does it continue to play? What's the next stage?
Est-ce qu'il y a une étape suivante pour Phantom Boy? Est-ce qu'il va y avoir une suite, quelque chose d'autre?
Une suite, non, je pense pas, parce que déjà on a mis 6 ans pour faire ce film, donc après on a un peu envie de changer d'histoire.
Well, there probably won't be another sequel to this because it took 6 years to create, in fact. So we'll probably go on to do something different.
And you, again, you, Alan, you write and direct this. Is that typical to both write and direct?
Oui, en France, ça se fait beaucoup, en fait.
In France, it's quite normal to do both roles.
Souvent, les réalisateurs, même dans les films qui sont pas des films d'animation, ils écrivent leur scénario.
Even some directors who do films that aren't animation, they write their scripts as well. So it's quite
common. C'est un peu l'héritage de la nouvelle vague, ça.
It's part of the legacy of the new wave, in fact, of French films.
I forgot to ask this. Will this be in French with subtitles?
I guess I can answer that question, and it will be in French. All the films that we're showing during this Tournée Festival are in the native languages, and there are some films in Spanish and Italian as well. You might notice if you go onto the MLL website of Grand Valley, but there will be English subtitles for all the films.
Yes.
So don't be afraid if you don't speak French or Italian. Or Spanish, just come and see the films. You'll really enjoy them.
Yes, and again, certainly we're putting the spotlight on Phantom Boy, but this is a celebration, a festival that does last until
November
4th. Yeah. How do we find out more information one more time?
Well, you can go to the website of the Modern Languages and Literature Department of Grand Valley State University. Also on the main webpage of GVSU, you'll find the events listed, the first one being tonight. We have a film with Isabelle Huppert and Gérard Depardieu, many Americans know from French films. So it's one of their latest productions, Valley of Love.
couple of questions as we say goodbye to Alan. Is there a take-home message from Phantom Boy?
Est-ce qu'il y a un message dans le film Phantom Boy? Est-ce qu'il y a un thème, quelque chose que vous vouliez communiquer?
Ce que je voulais montrer, c'était, je voulais faire un film avec un enfant malade, mais qui soit pas un film triste.
I wanted to create a film with a child who is suffering from an illness, but that's not a sad film.
C'est un film avec beaucoup d'action, beaucoup d'humour.
There's a lot of action in the film, but also a lot of comedy, a lot of.
Ouais, puis c'est du suspense, c'est un film policier.
And it's a suspenseful film, it's a detective story.
Donc s'il y a un message, je pense que c'est de montrer aux enfants que quand on se bat, que ce soit contre la maladie ou contre la difficulté, on finit par y arriver.
And it's really the message is to tell children that if when you're fighting against whatever it is, whether it's an illness or something bad, you can always overcome it.
Details again tomorrow night for sure, 7 o'clock, Loosemore Auditorium.
That's it, yep.
Great. All right, having fun in West Michigan. I don't know if it's anything like, your homeland, but we're oui. Midwest.
Merci, oui, c'est ça, je vais voir. C'est vrai que c'est très différent.
It's very different, but I'm having a good time.
I think that's positive. Thanks, guys. We'll see you Thank tomorrow you. Night. Phantom Boy playing on behalf of this partnership between GRCC and GVSU, staging these Festival of French Films. Alan Gagnon, le directeur of the animated film and the festival, along with you, Dan Golombeski. Take care.